Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2240, recorded on Thursday the 21st of September 2023. I am Bridget Cook, and I am joined by James McGarry to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We are delighted to welcome five new listeners this week. Mr. John Hutchin from Blowfield, Mrs. Jean Brown from Norwich, Mr. David Charles from Wellbourne, Miss Denise Walker from Norwich, and Hetty Shaw from Thetford. We hope you will all enjoy this edition of Chatterbox and the news and special recordings we will be sending you every week. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several letters to the newspaper, a short information desk, and two features. The first feature is taken from the Norwich Seeker. The second has been written by Chatterbox volunteer Richard Matthew, who will take a look at Norwich street names. I will now ask James to introduce the first set of news stories.
Thank you, Bridget. We will start this week with two stories about a village-level war over a website. We will then learn that city shops have said Norwich is in danger of becoming the Wild West, where olive oil in particular seems to be a target for thieves. A very different problem was encountered on the A11 this week, when many cars had punctures. Here is Bridget with the first village war bulletin.
A small Norfolk village has been torn apart by an extraordinary row over who should have control of its website. The dispute has led to mass resignations from the parish council, a rancorous leaflet campaign, and even a police investigation. Experts from South Norfolk Council, the Norfolk Association of Local Councils, and the Norfolk Parish Training Services have all been called in to try to help smooth things over, but there is still no resolution in sight. Locals say the dispute has led to rising tensions in the village near Wyndham and has blocked £90,000 worth of community projects, which cannot go ahead until the feuding ends. The roots of the wrangle are in the differing visions of how that money should be best spent. But the row really kicked off after several councillors asked another one, Robert Foster, to hand over control of the council's website. He refused, saying he feared the site would be used to attack him, and the dispute has escalated ever since.
The anonymous administrator of a village message board at the centre of a row between rival factions at a parish council has hit back at claims it has become a cesspit. Robert Foster, who is at odds with fellow Spooner Row community council members, has said the online village forum is being used as a mouthpiece to conduct a smear campaign against him. But the administrator of the site, who goes by the name of WebStation, has defended its role in providing a voice for the community. The message board has played a significant part in the ongoing divisions in the village, triggered by disagreements over another website. The forum was set up 20 years ago by volunteers and has played a crucial and popular role within the community for informal chats on local issues. His claim is nonsense. It is moderated responsibly with impartiality and is completely independent with no political bias. The message board does not attack him, and he has had the opportunity to respond to any comments posted about his behaviour. Mr. Foster renewed his criticism, however.
City Indies have warned that Norwich could turn into the Wild West and have pleaded with police to do more amid a string of thefts. The impact of years of cuts to police resources and the cost of living crisis is consistently being felt by small business owners who believe that petty theft is now no longer a concern to the constabulary. The news comes after new figures from the Home Office revealed more than 90% of crimes in Norfolk go unsolved. However, the police say, our priority has and will always be to catch those responsible for committing crimes. One shop owner was recently targeted by thieves twice in the span of 2 days. After being subject to two separate thefts in July, Helen Shepherd, owner of Sin Sin's Boutique of Love in St Benedict Street, revealed that two more incidents have recently taken place. Something is going to have to happen soon, or the city will just become the Wild West. I need to try and claw something back so my shop doesn't go under, because I can't sustain these losses.
A Norwich convenience store has put extra virgin olive oil under lock and key after a spate of thefts. Shoppers at the Co-op in Sproston Road in NR3 can only get bottles of the oil, which costs up to £7.50, once a member of staff has released them from a security case. Matt Hood, Co-op Food Managing Director, said, "We have seen some horrific incidents of brazen and violent theft in our stores, where my store colleagues feel scared and threatened."
Yet another Norfolk police blunder caused chaos on a major road on Monday the 18th of September. A stinger that was left on the roof of a police car by a forgetful officer fell into the A11 at Spooner Row. Four vehicles suffered punctures after running over the device and had to be repaired or recovered on the roadside. A section of the A11 northbound was closed at around 12:13 p.m. for nearly 3 hours, and drivers were advised to avoid the area. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said, "A stinger was accidentally left on the roof of the police car, which fell into the road on the A11 at Spooner Row yesterday. The device was run over by four vehicles, which all suffered punctures. None of the drivers were injured, and the road was closed while they were recovered or repaired on the roadside."